The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Enjoyed by Breed the Anrakhan, who's the principal of Pubble Skull Nason in Balldoyle. Breed, you're very welcome to the show. It wouldn't be the second week of August if we weren't having a discussion about school uniforms, and you're in favour of same, is that right?
Yeah, indeed. I've been in schools for a very long time. I think 45 years. I'm retiring shortly, but every single year that I remember, there's been the same discussion about uniforms. And I've said before, you can talk about cost, but that's secondary to really talking about should there be a uniform at all in the first place. And I would, as you said, be strongly in favour of uniforms, definitely.
Why? What are the arguments in favour of a uniform?
There are a lot of different arguments. You know, there's enough inequality in society at the moment. And, you know, try and take it out of schools. You know, we have a school, we're very proud of our values, we're very proud of our community spirit, we're a community spirit. And any team worth its salt, whether it's a football team, a basketball team, they have their strip, their kit, and they're identifiable. And that's the first thing. You know, students come into us for their entrance or their assessment day in January, and they come from maybe 12 different feeder schools, and they're all in their different uniforms. And when they come into us first day in school in August, September, late August, September, suddenly they're all in the same uniform and they're now our students, and they're very identifiably our students. That's the first thing. The second thing I would say is that it means everybody's identical. If you take uniforms out of the picture, suddenly you bring in, you know, branding, certainly teenagers in secondary school, suddenly they're into their brands, they're into their, you know, pecking order of who's cool and who isn't. Mm. It brings all that in, big distraction. And it takes the, it also helps just make life simpler for parents. I had three boys, I have three boys myself to finish school now, but I wish they still had uniforms, because the washing machine went on a couple of times a week for their clothes. Once they left school and went to college, it might be twice a day. They were changing every single day, getting up in the morning and knowing exactly what you're going to wear without having to even think about it. Makes life very simple for parents trying to get kids out the door, and for kids themselves. They're not stressed about whether what they have to wear today is cool enough or stylish enough.
You could instill that that sense of community, and you could achieve all of those things without the classic uniform, as it were. You know what I mean? You bring in that level of equality. Everybody dresses the same. You've got that kind of congregational spirit almost. You're not worried about what people are wearing. There's no gazumping, as long as everyone is in, you know, a white T-shirt and navy tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah, okay, let's go with the white T-shirt and tracksuit bottoms. Okay, tracksuit bottoms are leisure wear. And, you know, am I in favour of student wearing leisure wear to school? Not particularly. Leisure wear that maybe is 20 different colours of navy. So the early years in our school, looking back in photographs, we had, it was a V-neck maroon jumper was the uniform for all the students. And I believe they were able to get it sort of from different places. But you look back now and they just look, there are some of them that are faded and washed out looking. And I suppose, you know, in a school like ours, which is very, very mixed from a point of view of socioeconomic backgrounds, you know, you want everybody to feel that they are the same and that nobody is open to being slagged because their T-shirt even isn't the same quality. Like, don't forget, you can have, you know, you can go into Brown Thomas and pay €150 for a white T-shirt, or you can go into Penny's and you can pay €5 for a T-shirt. So you'd be amazed at the minute you take that uniform space away, you do begin to get inequality. And it'll always be, you know, the people who maybe can't afford the expensive stuff that then are open to, I suppose, feeling lesser than others. And that's the last thing we would want.
The other argument I've heard made on this show, and this is a secondary school argument specifically, but it's to do with girls and the drop-off in participation in sport. They say, actually, the evidence suggests that allowing girls to wear leisure wear reduces some of that drop-off.
Well, to be honest with you, you mean in sport?
General, just because the classic uniforms are. You know, they're not designed for activity, physical activity, and they're a barrier. So they're a barrier to it. And the evidence would suggest that the boys are happier to kind of take that off and put on gear, whereas the girls, where that barrier exists, fewer of them kind of cross it.
That's, to be honest, not our experience. You know, the girls are dying to get into their leggings. We don't have a PE uniform. They're allowed to wear T-shirt and leggings or T-shirt and tracksuit bottoms, whatever they like. And our girls are allowed to wear trousers. I thought what you were going to say was, you know, the skirts in the cold weather. Our girls can wear trousers. Our boys can wear skirts if they want to. The choice is there.
Yeah.
The choice is there. And the other thing I hear a lot is, you know, let's go with the generic jumper. The only two items of our uniform that are specific to the school, the only three, I suppose, the tie, which is $8.95, and the jumper, which is $39.95. Now, that jumper did all my boys for their 3 years, and in one case got passed on to the next lad for the first year of his three. So that's pretty good value now for a jumper. Again, the crest is on it, but it's on it, machine sewn, it's going to stay on, it's not going to fall off, it's not going to be sewn on crooked. And again, you know, you don't want half the kids to be coming in the proper jumper, you know, the one that is done right, and then have kids coming in with a cheaper jumper that will not stand up to the wear and tear of being worn every day in school, with maybe a crest either sewn on or stuck on crooked or falls off.
Yeah.
Or again, you're opening kids up, and kids can be very cruel. Now, kids are fantastic. I've spent most of my life around kids, and I absolutely love them. There's nothing like the joy of working with young people.
Mm.
But they can be cruel, and they, you know, pecking order is a big thing to kids, and any excuse sometimes to find somebody lesser opens them up.
It's hard to disagree with that. Anyone who's experienced the kids would agree. The final point I make to you, Breed, and it's just something that comes up because, as you say, listen, we talk about this every year as well, around this time of year. And the other argument is just the incongruity of it, you know, in general. And I guess how some people would form the argument is they'd say, if we didn't have uniforms and Breed or someone else came on the radio and said, you know what we should do? We should get kind of 4 and 5 and 6 year olds and dress them up like little businessmen and businesswomen and have pinafores and sashes and shirts and ties, even though very few business people wear ties anymore, actually. It only seems to be in schools that they're worn. Yeah. People would kind of think, God, Breed, did you fall and get a bang on the head? Where did you get that notion from?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And I remember...
You know, it's an example of, sorry to cut across, it's an example of something that we defend the way it's done. And really, the only reason it's done this way is because it's always been done this way. And if it had never been done this way, no one would suggest it.
See, now you're that's a different argument. Now you're talking about the style of a uniform. You mentioned pinafores and whatever. Where I started is the idea of whether we should have a uniform in the first place.
Yeah, so I know, but then I put it to you about the tracksuit. You didn't like leisure wear. You liked the idea of trousers and a skirt, and you made the point of boys can wear the skirt, the girls can wear the trousers, whatever. But there's a formality to the uniform that you prefer. And what I'm saying is that if that didn't exist, if that wasn't a feature of the system, as it were, would anybody be suggesting it, that we kind of dress kids up in formal wear to go to school?
Well, you know, it depends on how you see education. I would look at it as dressing slightly more professionally or more formally for school. And, you know, I think that school and how school people behave in school should be casualized? No, I don't really. And again, I go back to equality. You know, I would say to you, yes, maybe if somebody was to start now, I wouldn't have a huge problem with changing the style of uniform, but not to go with leisure wear, because school is not leisure. It's not leisure. It's work, or it should be seen to a point as work, certainly in secondary school. Now, I know a lot of students go on to college, but in a lot of businesses, people have to dress smartly or dress to suit the environment that they're in. And I do believe that that's because our uniform isn't terribly formal. It's trousers and a jumper. Okay, the shirt and tie. You could look at that again. But, you know, I look at our students, particularly when they start in fifth year, they change from a wine jumper in junior cycle, and then they go into a black one with a black and gold tie. Mm. And just, they look so smart. You'd be proud of them, you know. And again, I'm in a community school. I've spent 41 years of my life there. And I guarantee you that the private schools won't be casualizing their uniform. And why should we have lesser for our students? I want our students to be able to stand up at a debate in competition or as a choir or whatever and look, match them in how they look.
Brilliant.
I don't want my students ever to feel that they're in any way diminished by what they're wearing because another school has a different code of like, if certain private schools lead out on changing styles of uniform, I'd say other schools would follow. But, you know, there's a formality there, and I think therefore schools like ours will do the same because I'm not going to have my kids feeling like they're lesser than anybody else.
Breed, listen, Gurmila Malgo, thanks a million for joining us. Breed Neon McCann, who's the principal of public school Nesson in Balldoyle. I'm all for the uniforms, but ditch those school jackets that are mandatory in some schools. Says somebody, children in school uniforms can be identified easier when they're shoplifting or causing trouble during the school breaks or after school, says somebody. More expensive Crested jumpers are 100% polyester. I buy my kids 100% cotton jumpers. They are cheaper and they are better. And Joe says, ah, stop. Leisure wear is exactly what kids should be wearing. It's comfortable and warm. Girls will also cycle to school. My kids have no uniform since they were five. They're now in secondary, and jeans, sweatshirts and runners becomes the uniform. It has never been a problem. They also cycle 3K to school every day. Girls' uniforms haven't changed since I was in school 40 years ago. It's archaic, says Joe. So, mixed views in the text line.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.